used to be straight up jazz and now you're rock jazz. Can you tell me a little bit about that transformation and what that was like for you?
Well, basically, I had something inside of my emotions that I needed to get out, and I couldn't figure out quite how to do it. And I had gone through all the different types of jazzes and subgenres of jazz to try to find that thing to express myself. But then I had to open myself up to another genre, and I found that with rock, there was some, you know, angles to the approach of music and the angles to the approach of expression, emotion, that really caused me to feel like that's it, that's the way. And so that led me to trying to find my own sort of voice in that mixture.
Did you feel like you had to choose between one or the other, and you found, like, you know, I can actually be both of those things?
Yeah, it's kind of like my left hand and my right hand trying to merge together.
Was it more a left brain, right brain for you thing?
Yeah, sure. It was about cultivating the both of them and figuring out the personalities of each side of myself and getting it all to work
together. So if I were to say, what's the thing that they just always have in common, or what would be the thing that unites them both for you?
The narrative.
So it's the story you tell.
It's a narrative.
Yeah. All right, I lost count with how many different pieces were in there. How many were there?
A lot. I mean, threw in the kitchen sink on that one. Pretty much everything that could come to mind. You know, everything from Beverly Hills Cop to Darth Vader to Rodgers and Hammerstein's The Sound of Music to Petrushka, Stravinsky. I mean,
is there Beethoven in there?
Yeah. I mean, there's the kitchen
sink. You're trained in the classics too.
Oh yeah, sure. I mean, it's all, at this point, at this level, everybody knows everything. So it's just a matter of what you're specializing in at that point.
Where are you based now?
I live in Williamsburg, Brooklyn.
Oh, okay. And yeah. How many times have you been to Newport?
This is my first. I'm actually headlining at the Harbor Festival, so that's my first time as a leader. But I was here last year with Hurl and Riley, and then before that, I was here with Wynton Marsalis like years ago. So,
okay. So this is my first time. Before tonight, did you know you were going to do the spontaneous thing? Was that
on the fly? Not exactly. Yes and no. Yes and no. A little bit of both. I didn't know exactly what we were going to do. I knew we were going to do something, but I didn't know exactly what we were going to do. And then I didn't know what we were going to do again.
So what did John prep you for, actually? What was his...
I mean, you know, we decided to mess around with a couple of my tunes and one of his tunes. We ended up, because of time, never quite getting to one of his tunes, but I think they're going to start with it now.
We're just about to do that.
I got to play now?
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you.
Exactly.
Nice to meet you.
Awesome.
Did I call you Eric or Elu?
Yeah. Elu.
Yeah,
one second. Hold on one second. Thank you so much.
I'm his manager.
Hi.
I'm his manager, AJ.
Janine Wiseman, Newport Dealing. Nice to meet you.